time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman modeling.
You've heard that one before, ladies and gentlemen, because maybe you dressed as a, okay. So what do we have for you today? Today we have a very fresh story. It's only 2 days old, and you know, there are two things that we talk about a lot on this show: butts and teeth. You know, it's kind of the beginning and the ending. Now this is from a smallish, what looks to be a small town newspaper, I guess, Valdosta. It's in Georgia, where it's 55 degrees and clear right now. The headline, hundreds of teeth found in downtown Valdosta wall. So let's take a look. Construction workers bit off more than they could chew Tuesday when they discovered teeth buried in a building wall. Bit off more than they could chew. First of all, ha 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 ha. This is, okay, this is the kind of thing I think about, because lately, every once in a while, you see some self-righteous stuff about how important journalism is and so on and so forth. And then you see something like that and you're like, yes, thank God. Like, I would be so angry if I paid for my kid to go to college and they were like, I'm going to major in journalism. And I was like, oh, Christ. And then they're like, construction workers bit off more than they could chew. And I would just an email with a screenshot of that and be like, so this is what you're doing with your life now? Workers were readying commercial space at the TV Converse building located on North Patterson Street in downtown Valdosta when they found an estimated 1,000 teeth buried in a second floor wall. A photo of the findings has been shared almost 150 times on Facebook as of 1 p.m. Thursday, sparking social media interest. Dustin Merriman, project manager for Converse, confirmed crew members have disposed of the teeth. Now hold on. That's all it says about getting rid of the teeth. They've been disposed of. It doesn't tell you how. No one asks how. No one's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Also, this article doesn't actually have the picture of the teeth. Let's hang on. Teeth found in Valdosta wall. I'm going to find the picture. It's been shared like thousands of times. But they're like, oh, we're not going to show it. Oh, is this it? This is awesome. If this is it. That's a lot of teeth. They're pretty gnarly looking. They look like they might be some wisdom teeth in there. How fucked up would that be? Okay, let's get back to the story. But we'll come back to this. Disposed of, though. So they threw them in a garbage bag and threw them out. I always wondered, like, if you wanted to have a macabre collection, do they, like at the dentist, they extract a tooth? I mean, I don't assume they like pulverize it or something, right? They probably just throw it out. Let's see, where were we? Amid this discovery, the question as to how the teeth got into the wall has been raised. Yeah, no shit. Is that not the, well, okay, you brought up the first question I had, which is, how did this happen? But then the second question is pretty hot on the heels, which is, how did they get in the wall? Harry Evans, researcher for the Historical Society, said the Converse building was constructed in 1900. Its first tenant was Dr. Clarence Whittington, a dentist. Evans said another tenant was Dr. Lester G. Humans, who remained in Converse until at least 1930. Humans came to Valdosta in 1911. Ellen Hill, Valdosta Main Street director, said the downtown agency caught news of the teeth through social media and began research into the building's history. From what we could tell, that building was the original location of Vincent and Barnes Drugstore, which then turned into Barnes Drugs. They were on... Okay, this is getting way too, like, some asshole who works at, like, the museum of this town that no one cares about is like, this is my day. My day has finally come. And they're like, what's there? And they're like, well, first it was a drugstore. Second, and everyone's like, okay, I didn't realize it when I asked the question, but the question I was asking is, how the fuck did there get to be a bunch of teeth in the wall? And they're like, oh, there used to be a dentist there. But I'm like, hold on. Oh, here, as far as the address, all it says is over Vincent Drugstore. Telephone number is 118. How about that? Oh my God. But there was a receipt for a tooth extraction. Yeah, I mean, it answers, this is the problem that stupid people think. They're like, oh, I found the information. There was a dentist there. That explains how the teeth got in the wall. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. When I go to the dentist, I don't assume they just take a tooth and just stick it in a little hole in the wall. Maybe that's what they do. And maybe we're all just finding out about this now, but I kind of doubt it. So no, it doesn't really explain anything. I mean, it makes you feel better in that you're like, okay, well, this isn't a serial killer, probably. But pretty weird. I'm not sure if it was a common practice between dentists at the time, but it's very strange that there were two other people that said, hey, we've had that happen too. Apparently two other Georgia cities had buildings where teeth were found in the walls, former dental offices. It's been suggested that the Lowndes County Historical Society received the teeth through Donald Davis. Historical Society Executive Director couldn't confirm this. The museum would be pleased to receive the teeth. However, it has not been officially confirmed to us that they would be offered. Lieutenant Adam Bembry said nothing has been reported to the police department as of press time. So far, we have not been notified or have located any evidence of a crime. No fucking shit. What a stupid article. What a stupid article about a great thing. Okay. Here's the thing. Instead of your little joke about biting off more than you could chew, this is what I want to hear. I want to hear about the construction worker who took a sledgehammer to the wall and then a bunch of teeth came pouring out. Because that's fucking amazing. And at first he's like, a lot of debris in this wall. And then he starts looking and he's like, what the fuck? And what do you do the rest of the day? You're just like, this is fucked up, man. Like, you picked up a handful of teeth before you even realized what they were. Would you pocket one? I would pocket one for sure. Because no one's going to know. I like, too, it's like, oh, well, we better make sure and contact the police. Yeah, because there's like thousands of teeth in the wall of a dentist's office. I mean, that's weird. But what are they going to do? It's like, this is from like 1911. I don't know. I had a fun... looking at this too, they have a what's trending on their site. This is the most trending story, I'm sure, by far. But I saw this headline that was like, cats overcome adversity. And I was like, what? And then it was like, beat eagles on field goal. And I was like, oh, okay. These are like teams. I was like, how did a cat overcome adversity? What adversity was this cat facing and how did it overcome it? I'm very proud of it, don't get me wrong. But I was curious. It's like, how did this happen? And with that bombshell, I guess we're done. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. We're almost there. It's almost over. Ha ha ha.